You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
So Sam's on the pole vault team here, in case you don't know. She's a fifth year.
Ooh, super senior.
She is. She's a super senior, but she's the best. I love her so much. So yeah, she's a pole vaulter. So tell us, like, how you got into pole vaulting.
I was a gymnast for 11 years.
I feel like that's really common, because MC's a gymnast. Yep. Logan was a gymnast.
Yeah. It's really common for pole vaulters.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the same background, same things.
Yeah.
We're doing flips, basically.
Yeah.
But not really. But 11 years, and then after, I was actually gonna be a heptathlete. I think I said that right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then my mom looked it up wrong. She looked up decathlete. So they have to pole vault. Women don't have to pole
vault. Wait, that's so funny.
Mm-hmm. So we're like, that's the one that needs the most technique. So we started training pole vault, and my coach was like, you're not doing any other event. This is what you're doing. I was like, okay, cool.
And wait, I never knew that, Sam. Wait, so it was just like she made a mistake, and that's why you do it?
Yeah. Because heps don't do pole vault, only decks do.
Wait, I love that. That makes me so happy. All right, so if you would say, like, there's someone that played a big role into you getting into pole vault, obviously your mom making her mistake, but, like,
yeah.
Someone that, like, helped you, like, coach and all that stuff, and through that really influenced it.
The one person that helped me the most was one of my coaches at my club. Her name is Hunter Flores now, because she's, like, married and all, but she helped me through, like, mental blocks. She, like, always believed in me. We had this, like, deal that if I broke her high school record, she'd give me her old, like, college jersey. Yeah. So, like, I have pictures of that. But she helped me with the recruiting process, helped me when I was low, celebrated the highs. She did everything.
I feel like the recruiting process is so hard if you don't have someone to help you.
So awful.
Like, I don't know if I could have done it. Yeah. It's, like, really overwhelming.
It's so hard.
And then you, like, have all the rules too, and you don't want to break any of them, and then it's like,
yeah,
it's a lot.
Well, some coaches are brutal.
Yeah,
I had some nasty phone calls.
Yeah. And then you get on the phone and you, like, hear one thing from a coach, and then you hear completely different things about who he actually is, and it's,
yeah,
like,
it's, like, really confusing. I got told that I was better off staying in state because I wouldn't get money anywhere else.
Yeah.
And no one else would want me. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna go cry now. And I, like, hung up the phone and I just, like, lost it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's what they do. Or they'll, like, talk about all the other coaches and they'll be like, you shouldn't go to him because I had one coach be like, you shouldn't go to him. Like, he's really old. He's gonna die. And I was like, oh, okay.
What? The lore between coaches and recruiting is crazy.
Yeah. And then it's like, now that I see them now, like, at meets and stuff, it'll be so funny because, like, back then, they, like, wanted, they would talk to me and, like, say all these things, and now, like, they just ignore me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you were in my house. Like, be
so
nice.
So mature.
Anyways, these grown men acting like children. Okay. So what was, like, the point when you realized, okay, I want to go, like, be a pole vaulter in college? How old were you? Or, like, when was it?
Well, I started pole vault late.
Yeah.
So, but I knew I wanted to do a college sport, yeah, since I was probably like 11.
Yeah. That's
11
how I was.
12.
Yeah.
At first, I thought it was going to be gymnastics, and that was definitely not my path. But when I started pole vaulting, I was like, I have to do everything it takes to get there.
Yeah.
So.
But, were you in high school?
Hmm?
Were you in high school when you started?
Yeah, I was 16. That was my sophomore year of high school when I started.
Oh, wow.
So I kind of, late, not late.
Yeah.
Depends who you are, if you consider that late or not, but.
I don't think so. I feel like I started getting serious about throwing when I was a sophomore.
Yeah.
But, all right. Whenever you were, like, in high school, you realized you wanted to do it. Was there ever, like, a period, maybe, like, a rut you were in? Or, like, I know pole vaulters have mental blocks and stuff where you were just, like, shoot, like, I don't think it's going to happen. And then, like, what kind of changed?
I did. So, my...
I feel like everyone does.
Everyone. You know what I mean? I had one for 2 years. And it was one of those where it was, like, I would run to, like, halfway and then completely just, like, run off the track. And I would just stop.
Yeah.
And that... I just couldn't get myself to do it ever. And that was also during the recruiting process. And so that was even harder talking to coaches, like trying to hype myself up. And I was like, I'm a loser right now. Like, I can't even pole vault. And I have to tell these coaches that I'm going to come here and be awesome and do everything that they want.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't do that. And I feel like it was like a switch that turned it, because obviously, like, something happened where I, like, fell off the pole, and then my brain just goes into fight or flight.
Yeah.
I think it's very common for pole vaulters with that, but I went to another competition my senior year, and I no-hided, and that was the moment I was like, no, things need to change.
Yeah.
Like, I can't keep doing this. Yeah. And once I went up to the hunter, the coach that I was talking about, I was like, I need to change something. And she was like, I've been waiting for you to say that.
Yeah.
And then that's where we, like, went off. And Porter also helped. So once I committed to Ole Miss,
yeah,
he was probably, like, the one coach that was like, no, you got it.
Yeah.
And so once I started, like, feeling confident, like, oh, somebody wants me.
Yeah.
The confidence just, like, started coming back.
And it changes so much when you have, like, someone else that, like, is older in the sport have confidence in you. Then you can, like, have confidence in yourself, oh, yeah. I feel like.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that was the same with my high school coach, Coach Wade. Like, if he had confidence in me, I was like, okay, yeah, I can do it.
Yeah. It just helps. It's like a...
But then eventually I think I just became, like, delusional. And I was just like... No, seriously. I think you have to be. Like, I think you have to be, like... Like, I was like, nah, like, I'm going to get, like... a U.S. record. And they were like, no, you're not. I mean, I didn't end up getting it, but, like, I got really close. So it was like, you got to shoot for the stars.
I feel like you have to be delusional if you're going to, like, delusion. You have to be delulu to get your goals.
No,
like, you have to convince yourself, like, yeah, I am going to do this.
Yeah.
And I will do this.
Yeah.
And convince yourself every day until it happens.
Yeah.
I fully believe that.
But I feel like it took me a long time to get there. Like, it took, like, so many people being like, no, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. And even now, like, my dad is always like, you can do anything you want. Mm-hmm. Like, the world is your oyster. And I'm like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, shout out dad.
I'll have, like, a bad day. And my dad will be like, it's fine. You're young. You can do anything. I'm like, yeah, I can.
I can.
It'll be like, oh, I don't want to clean the dishwasher. And he's like, no, you can do it.
You can do it. You got it.
Yeah, you just got to be hyped up sometimes. Always. Sometimes you got to hype yourself up.
You always do.
I love that. Okay, so I guess, like, kind of going back to, like, do you think you learned more in your time of, like, not doing stuff? Like, do you think that was more helpful, like, looking back?
100%. I think every year that we compete, you can learn something off of.
Yeah.
So I definitely learned a lot about myself in those, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
And being able to get out of it is probably, like, the best thing for me, because I'm like, oh, if it happens again, like, I know I can get out of it. I've done it before.
Yeah.
Younger me did it before.
Yeah.
So, and, like, you're constantly growing. Who you were last year is not who you are right now, because you're learning so much and all of that. So it's like everything's going to be a different challenge, but you can learn something from it, I think, whether you have, like, a struggle or not a struggle.
No, I agree.
Which I think is so cool.
I always think of it like I always divide my seasons up into, like, growth seasons or, mm-hmm. like, reaping season. So it's like, I always think, like, I think last year was more like a growth season.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm hoping this season will be more like I reap the rewards of, like, what I grew from last year.
Oh my god, that's so awesome.
That's what I always think about, because I think about, like, high school, because I had a really good, like, reaping season my, like, sophomore year, and then, like, my junior year I, like, didn't PR all year, but then, like, I had to learn so much, and then to be able to, like, do really well my senior year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you have to have your offset seasons, which is hard, because 100%. It's like a whole year, and it's like, oh my gosh, like, when you're in the moment, it's like, dang, like, this is my entire season, my entire fall training, but, like...
And it goes by fast.
Yeah.
It goes by so fast. I also think, like, we forget about it.
Yeah.
Because when you're in your growing season, not everything's easy.
Yeah.
And like,
it's like the little things are so hard, like hitting a PR. So like, I don't think people realize like you work for so long to hit a PR. Like last season, I think I went all the way from like January to like, I think like May without hitting a PR in training and the meets, mm-hmm. like, and that's so hard.
So hard. I'm on year three. I haven't PR'd in 3 years.
It's hard.
And like, I have my consistencies. I have my flaws, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, pole vault is also one of those, like, you're not expected to PR every single meet.
Yeah.
Because you have to change the object you're using.
Yeah.
You have to change like your run you're on and all of the little things. But it's hard to stay positive mm-hmm. and like in it when you haven't had something rewarding
yeah.
for like 3 years.
No, exactly. But I saw this quote last year. Oh my gosh, this is like so embarrassing. We were like on the way to a meet and I was like looking up like, I was looking up like motivational videos. I'm not joking, on the way to regionals last year because I had yeah. such a horrible season. And so I was like looking up something motivational because I was just like, at this point, like either making it to nationals or my season's just going to suck.
Yeah.
And so I watched like this motivational video on the way to regionals last year. And it was like, I forgot who it was. It was some like basketball player. And he was like, the people that become great and like the people that like become like Hall of Famers and stuff are literally just the ones that stuck it out. They're just mm-hmm. the ones that didn't quit. Cause like you all go through like rough periods. So it's like, as long as you're the one that just keeps going, like eventually you'll do something great.
Yeah.
And I like believe in that so much.
Oh, 100%.
So I'm just like, oh my gosh, you just have to tough it out. Just tough it out.
Just tough it out. You learn so much from toughing it out.
No, you do.
Cause like, I feel like I've learned, I'm on my fifth year.
Yeah.
And every year I've learned something
yeah.
completely different.
And even sometimes it's not even like necessarily like training related. I think sometimes it's just like,
oh, it's about myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you learn more of like who you are as a person.
I feel like I'm such a better person since I do track. Like I,
no, 100%.
Not like in like a weird way, just like, not like I'm a better person, but like, I feel like life lessons that I wouldn't have learned if I didn't have track. You know
oh,
what I mean?
100%.
And I feel like it keeps me, it keeps me grounded, but it keeps me like, I have a responsibility. So it's like, I'm always so scared I'm going to get hurt about something. So I'm mm-hmm. like, I can't do that. I don't want to get injured. I can't do that. Like, you know what I mean? Like it keeps
oh,
like
yeah.
you like locked in. That kind of sounds dramatic.
Keeps you out of trouble.
Yeah. Keeps me out of trouble. My mom would like love that. She'd be like, yeah.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Okay, I wanted to talk about, so Riley Gaines came to on campus a couple weeks ago. Were you there? No,
Mm-mm.
You weren't there. But she came on campus a couple weeks ago, and she talked about her story. In case you don't know, Riley Gaines, she's the girl, you probably don't know her name, but you know, like, who she was. She was the girl that competed against Leah Thomas in the swimming NCAA AA championships in 2021 and lost to Leah Thomas, and Leah Thomas is a transgender male. So basically she came on and like told her story and stuff. And I know, like, I feel like I've been talking a lot about this just because, like, I don't think it's a political issue, even though I know people are going to say it is. I think it's like a humanitarian issue, mm-hmm. but I think it's like super prevalent to like what we do and like in track and stuff. But I just want to hear like your take on it and like pole vault specifically, and like how like it would be, and if that happened in your situation.
If it happened in pole vault, that's crazy. Cause there's not crazy in a bad way, but like men typically jump 3 to 4 feet higher than women.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it is for like, yeah.
Our opening height, their opening height would be my PR.
Yeah.
So then it would just be dominance.
Yeah.
They would just rule.
Yeah.
Whatever the competition is.
That's what like I was thinking, because I was like, whenever she was talking, I was like thinking about, because she said something and I was like, holy cow, that would be like, because I remember like in training, like sometimes like Tarek, who's our best guy shot putter, his like heaviest ball I would chase with my lightest ball, mm-hmm. and like we still like wouldn't be right there next to each yeah. other. And I was like, that's crazy. Like it's not
crazy
even,
to put
like,
it in a different perspective when you're yeah, like
when you're
it.
Talking about like your sport.
Yeah.
And then when she was talking about like when she was in it, like it just made me like so sad. Like I was like, this is so heartbreaking. And then her dad came up on stage and he started crying because of like all the hate that she gets. And I was like, just for telling her story.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's really sad.
Yeah, I feel like hate is just going to come with it because everyone has their views and opinions, which it's okay to have your own views and opinions. But
yeah.
It's also okay to respect somebody else's.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just hit your foot.
No, you're good.
No, yeah, I agree. I just think it also, like, she said something about how, like, people don't speak up about it and, like, you have to fight for it. And I guess I just never realized how, like, because whenever this happened, I was in high school and I was like, dang, like, this could actually, like, I should be vocal about it. Like, I should mm-hmm. have a stance upon it. Like, yeah. I should care enough to, like, speak out on it. And I, because the thing is, I never want to step on anyone's toes or, like, say anything to, like, ruffle yeah. feathers. But, like, I'm just, like, if you're getting your feathers ruffled by this, that's, like, this is going to be my livelihood one day, then, like, you need to get your feathers ruffled. Like, you need to, like, understand some things. Because it's, like, crazy to me. Because then I'm also, like, getting closer to, like, you know, I'm going to be a junior next year. And then, like, when I'm, like, hopefully want to go pro, like, that's going to be how I pay my bills. So, if like, a guy yeah. comes in and does that, like, you're not just talking about a sport at that point. You're talking about someone's livelihood.
Yeah.
You're talking about a female's livelihood, trying mm-hmm. to make it in, like, a male-dominated area.
Oh, 100%. Well, and, like, you never see the reverse.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense. It'd yeah. be the same thing, but it's from a different perspective. So,
yeah.
It's kind of our perspective if we put the opposite into the same situation. They would feel exactly how we're feeling.
Yeah. It's, like, crazy. It also, like, the more, like, I look into it, I'm like, who is supporting this? And it's always people who never played sports. Or they're like, I played, like, co-ed soccer when I was 5 years old. And I'm like, okay, this is why your kids need to be in sports. Like, I'm just saying, like, as parents, put your children in sports. I, like, didn't realize people, like, because sports are, like, my sister and I always did sports. Like, yeah. I tried every single sport there yeah. was. Like, we were active children. And, like, it's crazy to me that people just don't put their kids in sports. Or, like, put their kids in anything. Like, they just let their kids, like, rot. No, like, seriously, they, like, put them in front of the TV and they're just like, okay. Anyways, on speaking about kids and health, let's talk about health and wellness and social media and all of that.
It's a crazy, crazy topic.
Yeah.
Because
also, if you didn't know, Sam is like, what are you verified as? Sorry, I don't know.
I'm verified on Instagram. I'm just kidding. No. I'm a certified personal trainer.
Yeah, there it is. That's what I was going for. But yeah, and you're like very wellness and like, mm-hmm. I feel like health oriented. That's yeah, what my sister is too.
I love it. I got my bachelor's in exercise science too.
Yeah.
So just something that I've always been interested in. I also had, when it comes to, like, health and exercise, like, I love working out. I really do.
Yeah.
But, like, and I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a nutrition coach or a registered dietitian or yeah. anything like that. And always go to them for sure.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't get, like, eating and working out and how it goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
And that's, like, it scares me deeply.
Yeah.
Especially for, like, post-athletes.
Yeah.
So it's like, when I did gymnastics, I was diagnosed malnourished.
Yeah.
Just because not anything that I wasn't doing, but we had practiced for 6-7 hours a day.
Yeah.
And I didn't have time to eat.
Yeah.
Enough of how much I was burning. So yeah. It just like happened. And then when I stopped and I got into pole vaulting, like I didn't know how to.
Yeah.
Which is sounds really silly. Like, oh, I didn't know how to eat. I didn't. Like I had zero clue. And now I'm super into it because it's like, oh, I love working out, but like I'm not gonna get my abs or my muscles or like I'm not gonna stay lean if I don't fuel myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like,
honestly, I feel like that's super common. I remember last year, me and my roommate were talking about, I was like, yeah, like I need to get more protein in. And she was like, why would you want protein? Like that's what gives you fat. And I was like, no, like protein is what like girl, like we need protein.
Yeah.
And I just remember like that's crazy because I took a nutrition class in high school, but like, and like my sister's crazy about like nutrition mm-hmm. and stuff. So like, I don't know, my family's like weirdly healthy and about all that. But like, it's like crazy how like people just don't know.
No, anything. A lot of people. And I, one of my like little sisters when I was in gymnastics, she's a freshman here now.
Oh,
and
like,
she
that's so cute.
Did gymnastics her whole life. And yeah. like, she would have gone to college, but she tore her knee
yeah.
her senior year. And so like, her story's different, but now she's like trying to work out. And be in college and have a normal life, but obviously she's not working out 6 hours a day. So like her body is changing and she's like, no, I just like haven't been eating. I was like, whoa, what? Like, you can't do that. She's like, no, I was on like the Stairmaster for an hour. I was like, okay, you need to eat after.
Yeah.
She's like, what? And then I was like trying, like telling
like
her
so
just
normalized.
Like simple
I feel
things.
Like here too. Like I remember in high school, like I'd be like, is everyone going to like, because I would like sit down for lunch in high school and I feel like literally like my meal would be like twice as much as everyone else's. And they'd be like, yeah, like this is my breakfast. And I was like, oh, like this is like my third meal today. Like,
which is, it's amazing.
No, yeah. Like then I was like, it was like, no, but like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Like it's like not that big of a deal, but I feel like it's normalized so much just to like not eat.
To and, not. Like, well, and like.
And it's like weird because I feel like it's like the flip side where it's like that or it's like, I feel like kids are so like. I watched this documentary and it was like how like when because you know like the Disney Channel commercials are literally like Cheerios and like
oh yeah
and like all like yeah. Cheetos and like all that stuff it like it's psycho like gets kids to think like all of that super healthy like from a young age to where it's like normalizes all those foods that are mm-hmm. like super bad for you
yeah
it was so interesting like
we need a commercial on how to read like a food label
yeah actually
for real
or just
well,
being
that's
like
the
these
same
actually
thing with, like,
aren't
the
good
grocery
for you.
Like how they like put it on shelves.
Yeah.
Like
it's like there's so much like
the
psycho.
Worst and like it most expensive is in the middle and then like the highest is like the healthier stuff or like the lowest because it's not at eye level.
Yeah.
So like people are less likely to like look up.
Yeah.
I want to coach. Whether yeah. it's like pole vaulting or like mostly like strength and conditioning.
Yeah.
I also just love personal training. The amount of videos I see on like TikTok or Instagram of like people promoting form that's not right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I was like, are you serious?
Yeah.
I've seen like coaches and they're like children. They're like 10 years old.
Yeah.
And they're doing like a squat wrong. And I was like,
oh my gosh, that like in the weight room, like that stuff like forever baffles me. I remember like when I was in high school, like I moved a lot of weight in high school for like a high school girl. Like mm-hmm. now, like I'd be like, that's nothing. but like the guys at my high school would always like, let's squat, let's max out on these squats, da, da, da. And I'd like watch and I'm like, oh my gosh, like they're gonna break their backs. Like
yeah.
something horrible is gonna happen.
Well, and it's like if at a young age, like even high school, like starting bad form and carrying it into college, like that's how you get
yeah.
hurt.
Yeah.
And it's and almost
people realize
sad
it,
watching
yeah.
coaches not correct the form but make a reel about it.
Yeah.
Like it I would rather watch you take their form and then the next clip be the improved like
yeah.
form.
Yeah.
Rather than, oh, this is an explosive workout for today, or this is a speed workout for today, and they're doing it all wrong.
Yeah.
I was like.
I feel like it's hard for guys, for like when like guys are in high school too, because I feel like so many guy sports, like when they're working out, it's more of like, I don't want to say babysitting, but there's just so, especially like football, like high mm-hmm. school football teams, there's so many guys, like they're, chances are that coaches aren't going to take the time to like go
yeah.
through individually for each guy.
100%.
Which like sucks because like. That it's like really could be like so detrimental for like their health and like their season and stuff when you're in high school.
100%.
And then it does, it carries over to like college.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
It is so crazy.
Yeah. Like at the rec, I remember like the few times we've had to go, like I've seen some of the guys, because guys are just like, let's
Ego lifting.
Let's like put as much weight as we can on here and like deadlift it. And like I like will look and like their back will just be like completely curved.
Completely rounded.
And like their hips are just like completely like under it. I'm just like, okay, like you might want to like fix your form. Like, it's going to be the last thing you lift for. I'm so
guys,
sorry.
Guys, it's okay to have less weight and do correct form.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
You'll still get big muscles.
Yeah, I agree. Because sometimes it's more of like just like going through the, not going through the motion, but like the movement more than the weight. And I think people don't realize
well,
that.
Well, like the weight will come.
Yeah.
You will like start lower.
Yeah.
Have great form.
Yeah.
You're going to do 10 times more weight than doing a lot of weight. Bad form, and then trying to reverse everything you just did.
Yeah.
Because then it's going to be, like, confusing to your mind.
But it's hard, like you said, because I feel like there is so many things on, like, social media where it's, like, I don't want to say, like, promoting, but it's just, like, putting out so many different, like, ways to do things that's, like, you can't, people can't even sift through to figure out, like, what's right and what's wrong. You know what I mean?
100%. And I also think with this whole, I will say some people on social media are amazing.
Yeah.
Like, there's a good handful of them.
Yeah.
And those people are doing God's work on Instagram. But I feel like also...
It, like, scares me because I'm, like, I feel like it's just so hard to, like... Because it's, like, not cheating, but it's, like, hard to trust a guy. Because it's, like, there's, like, nothing that can, like, proof of anything. But it's, like, I don't know. It's just, like, too easily accessible.
I feel like...
Like, I already am, like, don't trust
them. I don't think that, like, liking a girl's picture or anything is, like, anything crazy.
Yeah.
In my opinion, especially because, like, I have a lot of guy friends.
Yeah.
So it's, like, I can't play that card. But it kind of doesn't allow them to not have a wandering eye.
Yeah.
And even if they don't want it, it's, like, boom, ad.
Yeah.
Ooh, bikinis. Like,
yeah.
No matter explore what, page, it keeps... Yeah. Their eyes and their mind, like, open. Therefore, it's a little bit harder, I think, for them to, like, lock into.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think being, like, an Ole Miss athlete, like, and I'm not going to be, like, public eye, but, like, I feel like you have more, you can have people look at you and, like, your social media and stuff. So I feel like it's hard to balance all of that and, like, balance your social medias with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's hard because you want to post, like, super things, super cool things about your life, but then also... Creepy people exist.
It's like creepy, yeah, but it's like also I feel like I want to post stuff like obviously I'm a college girl.
Yeah.
I'm 20. Like we're college girls. We're going to be 20 things. But then like I'll get like a middle school girl like DMing me and I'm like, okay, like I got to like
remember that. Yeah, I think that's like.
Or I'll have like a creepy old guy DM me. I'm just like.
Yeah, those ones we can just ignore. But I think the social media aspect, since it's so big now and kids are getting on it.
Yeah.
For us as, like, D1 athletes, our page kind of has to stay, like, homey. Like,
yeah.
Very...
And it's, like, you want to be authentic, because you want to be your authentic self. Like,
yeah.
Who people, like, you are around you every day, but it's also, like, my aunts and my uncles are on there. My mom 100%. And my dad, you know what I mean? So it's, like, you kind of just have to, like, I don't know. I agree.
Think you just
it's
have to stay true to yourself on it.
Yeah.
And I feel like people do, but I think it's hard when other people... promote something differently.
Yeah.
Where, like, when NIL first started, we all saw the videos of what it took to, like, get deal, like, brands.
Yeah.
And, like, I was not going to do that.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, I'm not that person.
Yeah.
I don't want my mom and dad to see that on my page, nor do I want the little girls at my old club to see me doing that and be like, do that, and that's how you're going to get money.
Yeah.
I'm not promoting that.
Yeah.
But I would rather, like, promote... like, good things. Like, oh, these are the struggles.
Yeah.
Oh, this is how you can do it. Or...
And, like, your training and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I'm always, like, when I post on Instagram, I'm always, like, I swear, like, I've also been doing training. Because I feel like I don't post a lot during my off season of my training.
Oh.
But I'm, like, no, like, trust me, I'm out there a lot.
Yeah. Another thing I think we could low-key talk about is the hate.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I, obviously, with, like, HLX being awesome, we have to post more.
Yeah.
And, like, they encourage it, and you have to promote yourself in your training. And I was like, yeah, but what if that's not how it's going right now?
Yeah.
Like, practices aren't great, but I have to post it and make it look like it's great. I'm like...
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know, it's kind of tough.
Oh my gosh, speaking of hate, there's like an there's an Instagram, like, because you know the track Instagram where it's like no context track? There's like a throwing one where it's like no context throws. And okay. So it's like a joke. Like, I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be like trolling, but they posted a picture of me and it was like from like when I was in NYC and I was like, shoot, like, is this embarrassing and I don't realize it? But like, it like made me second guess so much. I was like so nervous. So I don't think it was. Like, I don't know like what it was supposed to be. Look at the page. No context.
Wait, this is kind of crazy.
Wait, see, it's like stuff like that. Like, it's like low-key like embarrassing. I don't want to say embarrassing, but like, you know, it's supposed to be like trolling. And then they posted my picture like front cover and I was like,
oh, they did?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what that's supposed to mean. So I don't know if that's like supposed to be like them trolling me.
Wait, yeah, I'm kind of confused.
I'm confused too. If someone knows the answer,
because
let me know.
Then the other one, the next picture is like a girl eating bread.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I don't.
Isn't that so weird? Anyways.
Well, if they're trying to offend you, it's not working.
Like, no, yeah. I was like, I look really good in that picture.
You were in Times Square. Make fun of me. Go for it. What? But, okay. They're just jealous that they weren't on a billboard.
You sound like my mom. The jealous thing. My mom always whips that out.
I am grandma, so.
She's like, they're just jealous.
Clearly.
Oh, I think that's so funny. I'm like, ew. I don't think it's, anyways.
I wouldn't read into it.
Thank you so much for really. That was not a good transition. Well, thank you so much for being here,
Sam. Thank you for
having
me.
Thank you so much for Verlaine Roofing. And thank you so much, Ben, for sitting in the corner thinking. No, thank you guys so much. So much love and good vibes. Bye.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.